Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva, they've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Give them a call, 580-748-0901, 580-748-0901, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, congratulations to Kylie Denise, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council. She is the Oklahoma Ag Woman of the Year. She was awarded that at the 2024 Diamond Hats Gala. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to talk to Denise about being honored as the Ag Woman of the Year.
Kylie, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Ron. I was surprised. I had no idea. And quite frankly, to think of the women that have won this in the past, it's so special. And to receive an award from agriculturalists, it's just, you know, hard to put into words. I've been in this role 3.5 years now, but to your point of the National Pork Board, I worked with Roy Lee and the Oklahoma Pork Team for many years when I was at the National Pork Board, including, you know, traveled with the high school camp and did week-longs in Oklahoma and being an Oklahoman from the standpoint of I graduated from OSU. It was really a natural fit, and of course the Oklahoma community was quick to welcome me and quick to say, we've got some ideas and it's time to make some fun things happen for agriculture.
Once again, that's Oklahoma Ag Woman of the Year, Pork Council's Kylie Denise. Well, according to Bob Rodenberger at Stockman Livestock Auction, feeder market holding steady. Rodenberger said right now what we need is rain.
Well, we do need to rain bad. That's what we're seeing. A lot of cattle being moved, people keeping access to what the younger cows, lots of cows still coming. I mean, the last 3 weeks, we've had over 400 cows every week, just people thinning their cow herds back. You know, a year ago, we were selling the 9 and 10 year olds. Now we're selling the 7 and 8 year olds. And every one of them you talk to, we had an excellent spring. Our ponds were full and said in July and August, it all disappeared. As far as the calf market, if you've got an unweaned calf, which this happens every year, it's just happening about 2 weeks earlier, you know, those calves are quite a bit cheaper, which, I mean, there's a reason for that. They're hard to keep alive. And then you got your farmers not really wanting anything. First off, they don't have any prospects for wheat yet. So nobody's being aggressive to buy anything out front. Feeder market has, it's really held together pretty good. I didn't hear of any trade on the fat market, but I do know they's kind of trading them kind of 180 this week, but the feeder market kind of stayed steady. In general, the overall market's been, I mean, it's been cheaper the last 3 weeks, but we've kind of stabilized right there right now.
Well, Bob, what about if we get rain or we don't get rain?
Well, if we don't get rain, you're going to continue to see this calf market get softer. Now, if we do get rain, I think it'll stabilize the calf market, but we still got to get through October as far as these calves. I mean, they've named October dead calf month for a reason. I mean, it's just hard to keep calves, you know, when we got 60 degree nights and 100 degree days. I mean, that temperature fluctuation is awful hard on the health of these cattle. If we get a rain, though, I mean, 45 days down the road, it'll change the market drastically.
Once again, that's Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.